Motherfucker, I'm going through this shit today. Who are those people? They're fucking
some Secret Service, some special cops, but they all suck.
Were you able to get any dialogue with them?
Yeah, you can say dialogue.
Yeah.
She's a little stronger.
What was the message you were trying to present to her?
That it's the same shit that was going on 30 years ago, and she can stand there and say whatever she wants, but the same shit she was going through, I'm definitely going through, and her daughter's definitely gonna go through it. Feminism is a thing of the past, and the word itself makes people fucking cringe. And that was all her fucking fault, because she laid down and said, you know what, I would rather suck somebody's dick than get up off my ass and say something about what's going on. So here we are. So here we are today.
Divided. But united here in the streets, have we taken over these 8 lanes? Isn't this beautiful?
You know what? When it first started, I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
For everybody to come out, finally. Because so many people were afraid, but they knew that if everybody pushed through, then they could push through. And so it came. Dwayne and I were both yelling and like, come on, everybody, we got to do it. And finally, as everybody sort of rushed on together, it worked.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's very positive energy that we're creating here.
And I think this is definitely going to get covered. So they heard us yelling, let Ralph debate. At least something will get through, you know?
All right.
And that's all we can hope for.
All right, well, you guys keep the dialogue going and keep feeding this energy. It's wonderful.
Thanks.
What's going on back there?
Nothing much. I don't know.
What are people standing around for?
I don't know.
Okay, you guys want to go further up and see what's up? What can you guys see up there? What do you see?
There's big vans that are trying to come out of those horses.
They're clearing the street right in front of you right now.
They're clearing the street? Okay. Get on this side. This is the safe side. There's cops coming through with riot shields.
With what?
There's cops coming through with shields. What do you see?
Oh, pepper spray. No, shields. It looked like pepper spray.
So it looks like the protesters are kind of having a clash with the cops there. They're pushing their shields into the crowds, and protesters are maintaining their stand. I don't really see them pulling back at all. There's a beautiful, beautiful anarchy flag, black flag with an anarchy A right in the midst of it. So this is wonderful. As far as I can see, there's just people all over the streets here. And it's good to note that there's no cops behind us as far as, like, forming a line to barricade us in, and there's Let Ralph Debate signs, there's Iraq Peace Process signs. Yeah, the cops are definitely pushing the crowd back now for sure. They're pushing people back, and it looks like they set up a barricade is what they've done. They've set up a barricade. The cops have successfully set up a barricade and have pushed people away from that barricade.
Medics! People got sprayed! Medics!
So people did in fact get pepper sprayed.
Medics!
Medics! Medics now!
Medics!
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 Not run, walk.
We need a medic. We need medics on the front. Any medic hear me? Go to the front. We need medics on the front.
It's interesting to note that protesters are using Gore Lieberman signs to push the cops back. We have people who are going down because of the pepper spray. And we have very, very wonderful medics who are able to take care of things quickly as people suffer. We have cops.
Ease the lane, walk, people, don't run, no trampling. You need help?
Thank you. So we have cops coming in. Lenny's right there. So we have cops coming in. We still have people with their Nader gags on. Nader wasn't allowed into debates even though he had a ticket. So what do you guys think about tonight? Pretty successful?
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah,
we got trampled by cop horses.
You did?
Yeah.
How are you? Bruises?
It hurts a little to walk, but I'm fine.
Yeah.
We saw a couple of our friends get dragged away by cops.
Oh, really?
We don't know exactly where they are.
Okay, well, you can call legal later.
Yeah, we already called legal.
Okay.
We leave there at the 27th precinct in South Boston.
Okay. And just, you guys came in here last night kind of ambivalent about what the Boston community activists were going to do here in terms of direct action at the debates, and how do you feel now?
It turned out pretty good. I mean, we stood in the streets and stood up to the cops and everything, and I mean, it came down, once it came down to what actually happened here on the spot, I thought it was really successful.
There was a lot of press here, so hopefully some of it will make the mainstream media and people will actually realize that there was an alternative to the debates.
Well, we'll be watching it, and I guess we'll be making lots of phone calls and writing lots of letters if they completely ignore us.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, guys, you have fun, and I think this worked out just like you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, a success for you tonight?
Just coming out here was...
Just coming what?
Just coming out here was...
Was a success.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thousands of people here.
Yeah, we did. I'm glad that we did. If it wasn't, it would be... This would have been just even a bigger farce than it wound up being.
Are you from the Boston community?
I go to school.
You go to UMass?
No, I go to Northeastern.
Yeah. Did you expect this? Did you think this was going to happen, the taking over the streets?
It's what I was kind of hoping to happen. I was actually hoping that more people would be out. But
yeah.
I'm happy that this happened.
Good number and a good confrontation concerning our democracy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so more of this in the future, you hope?
Any chance that you can take, just take it, that's what I think it should always happen.
Yeah, it's the best advice I heard all night. Any chance?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
Who are you with?
I'm with bostonindiemedia.org. Do you know that web address?
No, I don't.
Okay.
If we wait for them, we can all leave together.
So what do you think? Pretty successful?
I'm figuring that eight.
On our part, fairly successful.
On our part, who failed?
Well,
the debate commission failed.
Obviously, the debate commission failed. They had an opportunity to let Nader on the stage, and they wouldn't even let him in the door. That's obviously a failure on their part. I think we did pretty well.
Yeah.
No extreme outbursts. Some fun going on.
A vibrant street party.
Yeah. Yeah, went pretty well, I thought.
Are you from Boston?
No, I'm from Philadelphia.
You're from Philadelphia. So were you down for the Republican National Convention? Did you make it out for that?
I was walking around on the first few days. Didn't put myself at risk of arrest. Had to leave town and couldn't afford to be in jail.
And so you came up here for this?
Yeah, and for the Student Power Conference that was held during the weekend.
And was that effective mobilizing for this? Did you learn a lot there about activism?
Oh, I was actually there because my partner was teaching a workshop.
Oh.
But it did seem to be a very good conference.
Yeah.
It had a lot of good series of workshops. And a lot of the people there, I think, turned out for this.
I think we're taking off, dude.
So, yeah.
you gotta do it again.
So all in all, it's a successful night for the protests in the streets and a failure for the pre-rehearsed democracy that went on inside.
It's a very good way of phrasing it.
All right, well, thanks a lot. So as from an organizer standpoint, was this successful?
I think it was successful. A lot of people came out in the streets tonight and made their voices heard. You know, they stood up against the, you know, the corporate puppets inside, declaring and declared the false democracy that exists. While out here, you know, people stood up to what was going on, and you know, there were creative solutions and creative ideas. And I mean, the ideas that are going to change this world are the creative ones that come from the street, not the stale ones that come from corporations.
Yeah.
And the corporate puppets indoors.
And do you think that Gore and Bush actually heard all the noise that we were making out here tonight?
Cool, thanks, man.
I don't think so. But, I mean, it's not Gore and Bush who are going to make the changes. And it's not Gore and Bush that are going to listen to us and act. I mean, if we want real democracy, if we want direct democracy, what we have to do is hear these voices ourselves and make sure that, you know, all the other disenfranchised people and the 90% of the people that don't control all the wealth and power in this country hear these voices and begin to rise up and begin to reclaim their lives and participate in their communities and understand that democracy and political change happens when we're accountable to each other and make decisions ourselves, not when, you know, our quote-unquote leaders make decisions for us.
So when are the opportunities for direct democracy? I mean, events like this, but what are the opportunities are there?
Events like this, but I mean, direct democracy is something that happens every day. You know, direct democracy is what happens in your school. Direct democracy is what happens in your community. Direct democracy is what happens when you plant a community garden. Or, you know, you come together with your neighbors to figure out what the problems in your community are and how you can solve them, not how you can ask other people to solve them for you. It's about finding your own personal power and not buying into the systematic education that teaches us that we're powerless and can't control our lives. It's simple.
You said you were an organizer here. Who are you working with?
I work with the Freedom Rising Affinity Group. We're a group of people that do direct action support for mass demonstrations.
So. Did you hear about the puppets who were stopped early up on the street up there?
Oh, no, I didn't know our puppets were stopped.
Yeah, there were two guys who had beautiful puppets that were made from found wood, and the cops told them that they couldn't bring them in because it was sticks and they could be used as weapons.
Oh, we had the same thing happen in L.A. We had to make everything out of bamboo because they wouldn't let us use any 1x2s.
Yeah.
So
bamboo's okay, but 1x2s aren't.
That was the L.A. regulations, but yeah. I mean, it's different everywhere. It's, you know, yeah. You do what you can to get your message out, and the puppets are a beautiful way that we can celebrate our own culture and community and revel in that while moving away from the corporate culture that they're trying to get us to digest and that those people inside represent.
So are you planning on going to more debates? I know there's two more scheduled.
No, we're actually trying to organize a National Day of Action on Election Day, so anyone who's listening to this, I encourage them to get involved in their community. Organize some people to come out to their local polls, talk about the issues that affect their community, and I'll give the pitch, www.directdemocracynow.org, all the resources you need to plan an action and get networked in nationally.
All right, thanks a lot, and thanks for such successful organizing around this beautiful, beautiful event that happened tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for countering the corporate media.
For sure.